Action steps for HR leaders. Identify high-value, high-priority legacy career roles. Answer the following question. 1. If you had an employee who knew your brand, had a strong existing network, and knew how to get things done within your company, where would this type of employee be most valuable? 2. Make a list of positions or roles that could benefit from this kind of talent. Note whether these opportunities are full-time, part-time, seasonal, flexible, etc. Categorize each role as delivering significant business value, moderate business value, or minimal business value. 3. For each of the roles or positions identified in Step 1, determine what must be done to create the job and move someone into the role. What politics are involved? How much training is necessary? Determine whether creating that role is highly complex, moderately complex, or simple. 4. Gather your executive team and discuss the roles you've identified as high business value and simple to implement. Use these roles as a starting point to creating new legacy career paths within your company. 5. Expect career ownership from every employee at every age and stage, and measure managers on the quality of their career conversations with employees of all ages. Proper career audit and assessment tools are available, and their use can be tailored to the size and culture of your business. See challengefactory.ca for additional resources and information. 6. Teach employees to develop their own career criteria, which includes how work and extracurricular activities satisfy their needs, uses their inherent talents, focuses on their priorities, and make an impact needed in the market. Pursue discussions with employees to explore how these updated criteria align with roles your executive team has identified. Come to that discussion as equal parties because you have a variety of talent needs and the employee has defined career criteria and needs. Then find answers to the following questions. How can you both maximize your opportunities? What trade-offs might be required? Using a talent equity approach, how will you each decide if the trade-off is worthwhile? 7. Provide self-management tools and support services throughout employees' working life to ensure they continue to evaluate their career criteria and plan ahead for changes. Be certain they know that they'll remain in control of their own career choices as the world of work continues to shift over time. 8. Normalize the expectation that alumni remain part of your talent ecosystem. 9. Implement alumni programs to foster relationships that go beyond social events and community service projects. As part of the annual business planning cycle, identify which of your business priorities could benefit from alumni participation and implement engagement initiatives to ensure alumni involvement. Typical priority areas might include recruitment efforts, social media community building, crowdsourcing plant and equipment challenges seeking new solutions, skills training, project management support, or feedback/focus group communities. Observations from the field. Taylor works with a variety of talent-focused technology partners. Recently, she interviewed Tony Aldino, President Kinenza. The average tenure of employees around the world has been shortening, but with the emergence of the millennial generation, it is even shorter. For example, Amazon is now estimating employee longevity at 1 year, median tenure. Because of this phenomenon, there is an increased interest in alumni networks with 5 dominant value propositions depending on the company and sector, says Tony Aldino, president of Kinenza, a technology company focused on measuring and enabling alumni communities. According to Aldino, good alumni programs translate into real numbers. That is, 10 to 15% of new hires are recommended or referred by their alumni communities, known as boomerangs or referrals. Targets can be set and programs can be measured. Business planning can also rely on these activities. In many cases, the alumni population is equal to or greater than employee population, which means that companies can double their network intelligence by including alumni in community and network mapping or strategy.